Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello, and welcome to Scary Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Scary. I am going to tell a scary story now, and that's it. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, this is my guest listener for today. His name is Dr. Stoworth.
Hello, and thank you for having me again on Scary Stories, Scary, because I like to hear stories, so it's good.
You're welcome again. Okay, so I'm going to just tell a story, okay?
Okay.
This is a story called The Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs. Okay, so, like, once upon a time, there was a family called the Whites, right? Like, a father and a mother and a son.
Oh, that sounds like your family. So it is your family?
No, it's just a story.
But your family is Jordan and his wife Devin, and you are his son.
Well, and Burbell, too, but no, this is not, I don't think this is a story about us, it's not.
Well, but you are the son. I mean, perhaps in my head I will end up imagining Jordan and Devin and you as the son.
No. Because I don't want to be the son in this story. It's not so good to be the son.
Oh, what happens to the son?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but, you see. So, anyway, a family called the Whites, right? And they were hanging out, playing, like, games and stuff.
Oh, but your family likes to play games. They play board games. I know that they do. They always ask me to play, and I always say I cannot right now because I have to invent something.
No, but that's a coincidence. This is not, I'm telling you, it's not us, okay? It's not us.
Okay.
Anyway, look, they were just hanging out, and a friend of theirs was coming over. And it wasn't us. Anyway, a friend was coming over who was in, like, the army and had done lots of crazy army stuff. And so he came over and he was like, oh, man, in the army, I went all over the place. I saw crazy stuff when it really hit the fan, you know, it was nuts. And I saw other cultures with craziness. And Mr. White was like, hey, dude, you were going to tell me something about a monkey paw, I think. And Mrs. Wright was like, what? What monkey's paw? What is that?
Well, it is the paw of a monkey, I think. It is the part that they use to hold things.
No, I mean, yeah. But, like, why is he talking? Anyway, the point, what it is that he had a monkey's paw in his pocket. He took it out. It was, like, you know, dried up, withered old monkey's paw. Not attached to a monkey, like, chopped off. But not breathing, because it's dry now.
Ooh, that sounds fairly gross. I don't like that idea.
Well, they were all like, yeah, that's gross. But they were like, why do you have it? What is it? What is the story about it? And he was like, well, this guy in India was like, hey, anybody who interferes with fate is, like, gonna get hurt, so I'll prove it. I'll make a monkey's paw that gives you free wishes.
They don't cost you anything?
No, like, 1, 2, 3 wishes.
Oh, how do they do that?
Well, it's some sort of magic.
Oh, I do not believe in magic, actually. What you call magic, I probably call science. I could make a device that made you 3 wishes, although I don't know how well it would work, and I don't know about this playing with fate thing.
No, I'm telling you, it was magic. It was very magic. And it was like, it would give free people free wishes over, you know, time. And they were like, dude, why didn't you wish for things? And he was like, I did. It was messed up. And they were like, well, did somebody wish for things before you? And he was like, yeah. The first guy wished for things too. And I don't know what his first wish was, and I don't know what his second wish was, but, dude, his third wish was like, to die, okay? So it's messed up. And Mr. White was like, well, why don't you sell it? You could get money. And he's like, I don't know. Like, people sometimes want to buy it, but maybe I won't sell it. And then he was like, throw it in the fire. And Mr. White was like, no, don't throw it in the fire. And he grabbed it, and he put it out, and went, why are you throwing it in the fire? And he said, because it's terrible. Seriously, it's terrible. And Mr. White's like, just give it to us then. And he's like, I'm not giving it to you. I'm throwing it in the fire. If you keep it, that's your business. And so they were like, well, I think I will keep it. And the son was like, hey, yeah. And the wife was like, hey, yeah, wish for, like, a bunch more paws.
Oh, actually, that would be easy for me to do. I have a replicator. I could put it in the replicator and replicate lots of monkey's paws. Again, I don't know how it works with this whole magic idea that you're making this be about. But if it is just advanced science, this can read advanced science and replicate advanced science very well.
No, I'm telling you, it's not science. I'm telling you. I'm telling you flat out. But anyway, they were talking about wishing for more wishes, and the guy was like, listen, if you're going to wish for stuff that's, like, sensible, okay? And they're like, Maybe we will. Anyway, some time passes and the dude goes home and they're like, what are you gonna wish for? And he was like, well, I don't know, you know, he said sensible things, I guess. But I don't understand how it could hurt you, you know, I don't. It's weird. But anyway, I don't even know what I would wish for because I've got pretty much everything. I'm very happy. And the son was like, well, you still have like a mortgage on your house, so why don't you wish for some money to finish the house payments? So wish for like 200 pounds.
Oh, that sounds very heavy.
Now, I think he means like pounds is like what they call money in this story. It's like a fictional story.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, all right, so that's pretty good. 200 pounds. Okay. I wish for 200 pounds. And then he's like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. And they're like, what? Did you get 200 pounds? What? And he's like, no. When I wished, it was like the monkey's paw like moved. It was like moving, moving, moving. And it freaked me out. And they were like, whatever. That's not true. I mean, you must be crazy. And he's like, oh, well. So where's the money? And they were like, well, I don't know. No money around. And he was like, oh, well, that's weird. But the dude said that we might just kind of, it might, the dude said that it would happen so naturally that it would be like, maybe it would seem like a coincidence. And they're like, whatever. So the next day, they're like, I don't know, still no money around. And they're like, oh, whatever. How's it going to hurt us? Is it going to fall on my head? Whatever. And so then they're like, going about getting ready for your day. And the son's like, I'm going to go off to work, guys. Bye. And they're like, bye. And he's like, don't spend all the money. Oh, man. So then they were going about their day. Like I said, the two older people, because they didn't have jobs. Only the son worked.
But your parents do work, and you don't have a job.
No, I said it's not about us. I stay home and they go out. In real life, this is not about us. The old couple stays home and the son goes out to work.
Oh, that's different then. It cannot be about you at all.
That's what I've been telling you. It's not. Your name is White, but it's not Scapey White. Son is like Herbert White or something. It's like not Scapey White.
Oh.
It's not a big deal. It's just not about us. It's not a problem, okay? In fact, like I said, I don't want it to be about us. Because what happens then is they're waiting at home and they're like, somebody's outside. Why does he keep looking like he wants to come in but then like chickening out? And they're like, I don't know. Finally he comes in and he's like, listen, I'm from the place where your son works. And they're like, oh, what happened? And he's like, well, something. And they're like, did he get hurt? And he's like, yeah, he got hurt. But he's dead. So it's okay. And they're like, no, our son is dead. And he's like, listen, I really don't want to say this part, but I have to. So I'm sorry. But here we go. The place that he works says it's not their fault, and they take no responsibility and no blame. Because he got, like, trapped in a machine, but they say it's not their fault, it's his fault, okay? But because they, you know, because he worked for them, they feel like they should give you some money, because he's dead. And Mr. White was like, what? How much money? And the guy's like, 200 pounds. And the wife is like, ah! And the husband's like, oh, no. And they're both really upset. They're both, like, freaked out.
Well, that's understandable. Why don't they just use the resurrection machine?
I'm sorry?
Resurrection machine.
I don't know what that is.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So he was dead, basically. The son was dead. And so they were upset, and they have, like, a funeral, and they bury him, and da-da-da-da-da, you know, the dead guy stuff. And time passes, and all of a sudden, the wife one night goes, wait a minute! Where's the monkey's paw? And the guy's like, it's downstairs. What do you care? And she's like, get it! We didn't make all your wishes! And he's like, well, dude, the first one was not that good, so I want to do another one. And she's like, well, I do. Give it. And he's like, well, let me get it. And she's like, okay, now wish for our son to be alive again. And he's like, I don't think I should because he was dead for like a bunch of days. So he's gonna be gross. Plus, the machine really kind of messed him up. He was really gross. I don't think that I want him to be alive like that. And she's like, just do it! And he's like, okay, fine. I wish my son was alive. And then he dropped it again, and he was like, that was weird. And then they sat there, looked around, and they were like, okay, I guess it didn't work. Let's go to bed.
Well, but that doesn't make any sense, because they did that last time. They wished, and it didn't happen until the next day. So why would they think it didn't work?
I don't know.
That's the scientific method. You do experiment and you see things happen. They said he wished for something and it did not come true right away. It took a little bit of time. And so the next time, to expect that it would come true right away doesn't actually make any sense. It goes against observation.
I don't know. Maybe they just were stupid. I don't know.
Well, perhaps they don't know the scientific method as well as one would hope that they would. But I can definitely tell you that they made a bit of a mistake there, because I bet you that the wish came true.
Well, this is what happened. Like, they went back to bed, and a little while later, there was, like, a little bit of a knock. And he was like, oh, was that a knock? And then there was another knock, and he was like, uh-oh. And there was another knock, and she was like, what's that knocking? And he was like, it's a rat knocking. Like, don't worry about it. Just go back to bed, for Pete's sake. And then it was her router knocking, and she was like, oh my God, that's our son. He was at the cemetery, and it took him a long time to walk home, that's all. So it totally came true. I'm going to go let him in. And the father said, don't you do it. He's going to be creepy. Oh, why would you do such a thing?
Well, yes, his face would be really messed up, but I imagine some sort of good plastic surgeon would be able to, you know, correct for that. Or a plastic surgery machine. You know, I could invent a machine that would actually fix your face so that you load in a certain face pattern, and every day, at the beginning of the day, you go to that thing, and it will refresh your face back to that exact same pattern so that your aging won't ever happen. That's actually not a bad idea. I should patent that.
No, but this was before you came up with that idea, so they couldn't use that machine. They were just like, Mr. White was like, he's going to be ugly and gross. And Mrs. White was like, I'm not afraid of him. I'm going to go let him in. And she runs downstairs and he's like, where's the monkey's paw? Where did it go? Oh my God. And she's like, dude, the door is locked. I can't get it open. Come down here and let him in. And the father's like, no, I'm not going to. And he's looking for the monkey's paw. He's looking for it. And he hears the wife downstairs like getting out the chairs and figuring out ways to open the door. Doesn't matter. And he's like, where's the monkey's paw? Oh, there it is. And he grabs it. And she's opening the door and he grabs it. And he's like, wish. And he makes his final wish. And then all of a sudden, he hears his wife go, oh no! And he's like, oh no. And he runs downstairs and he looks, and there was nothing there on the porch. Nothing at all. The end.
So he made the wish. What did he wish for?
What?
What was his final wish?
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know? You read me the story. You have to tell me what his wish was. His first wish was for £200. His second wish was for his son to be alive. What was his third wish for?
Maybe for the son to be dead.
Well, then there would be a dead body on the porch, would there not?
Oh, or maybe he wished for him to be back in the grave.
Well, then he will claw his way back out again, and he will come back in like a couple of hours.
Well, maybe. I mean, I doubt that's what would happen, because then they wouldn't put the end, probably. Maybe he wished that his son never existed.
Well, I don't think that would be what he asked for, do you think?
You don't think so?
Plus, then I think that the entire story would be different. All of a sudden, there would never have been a son in the first place. What would he have had die in order to get £200?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe somebody just gave him £200.
But then why? Then he still has another wish, right?
Okay, he probably didn't ask for his son never to exist. Okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe he wished his son was in Japan.
Oh. Well, to be fair, that would take him an awfully long time to get back from if the people in Japan did not just think he was a zombie and kill him, which is probably what they would do. I know they have lots of samurai swords there. They would probably attack him and chop him to bits.
Which would probably kill him. So that's basically, okay, so that's probably what he wished for. He probably was like, I wish that my son was in Japan and was killed by samurais. Okay? So then they would chop him up, he would be dead again, and they wouldn't have to worry about it anymore.
But following the idea of the story, then wouldn't something have to come back and bite him? Like, wouldn't someone have to say the people in Japan would figure out who this man was, that zombie that attacked them, and say, let's find out where he came from, and they would attack that old man and his wife like some months later because they think that they sent a zombie after them.
Well, I mean, they didn't. Let's just say they didn't. That was part of his wish, too. He said, I wish my son was in Japan and was going to be killed by samurais, and they would never know it was me who put him there.
Oh, that's pretty sensible of him. That was a good wish. If he had thought out all of his previous wishes as much as that, then he wouldn't have had such a problem, actually. So it's wise of him to have thought that one out so much, but if only he had thought out all three wishes that way.
Yeah, basically.
So what is the scary moral for this story?
The scary moral is, be careful what you wish for, or your son will die, Dad.
That was a little pointed. Is something wrong with your dad?
Well, my dad is not here right now, so I don't know.
Okay.
Well, anyway, that was the scary moral, so I hope everybody learned it for the first time. Okay? Next time on Scapy Stories in 2 weeks, I will read another scary story to somebody. Mm-hmm. Bye.